The fourth Sunday of Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday, as you may have guessed from the readings and will hear in the hymns and anthems selected for today. Leroy Crom, our choir director at St. Andrew's, used to refer to this as Sheep Shearing Sunday. And we would sing every possible hymn and anthem related to sheep and shepherds. The 23rd Psalm is a favorite of many people. There are many hymns and anthems based on the 23rd Psalm. I particularly like the third verse. He guides me along the right pathways for his name's sake. When we bought our most recent car, we chose one with all the latest safety bells and whistles. If I start veering too close to the lane line, it goes beep, beep, beep to warn me to get back on the straight and narrow. Wouldn't it be great if we had something like that in our hearts that would beep when we were veering off the correct spiritual path? But maybe we do have such a warning device. It's called the Holy Spirit, if we are open to the Spirit's voice. But that's a topic for another sermon. The 23rd Psalm is the most requested psalm to be used at funerals and memorial services, probably because of the verse, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." As this verse reminds us of our own mortality and perhaps our fear of death, it also reassures us that God never leaves us. Father Ernest's wife, Jill, was a chaplain with Hospice of the Valley. When my mother was in hospice care in our home, Jill's visits meant a great deal to her. One afternoon, as we knew we were getting near the end, Mom was looking across the room and speaking quietly. I leaned down and said, "Mom, are you talking to me?" She replied, "No, to him." I'm not sure who she saw in the room with her, perhaps Jesus or perhaps my father. Jill stopped in for a visit a little later as I was fixing dinner. I could hear her in Mom's room reading the 23rd Psalm. Later that evening, Mom died very peacefully. I was comforted by the knowledge that she feared no evil as she walked through the valley of the shadow of death, for God was with her. Thank you, Jill. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the gate for the sheep." But wait, this is Good Shepherd Sunday. Isn't Jesus supposed to say, "I am the Good Shepherd"? Well, in fact, he does. In verses 11 through 17, which immediately follow today's reading, Jesus does elaborate more on the Good Shepherd theme. Those who were listening to him were probably saying, "Okay, so which are you, the gate or the shepherd? How can you be both?" Well, let's not get hung up by this riddle and miss the bigger point of the story. John's gospel attributes 7 I am statements to Jesus. "I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the good shepherd," and others. Why does the author of John do this? Well, remember in the book of Exodus, when God spoke to Moses from the burning bush, and Moses said, "What should I tell the Israelites when they ask me your name?" God answered, "Tell them that I am has sent you." So that is one of the names of God, I am, or Yahweh in Hebrew. Of the 4 gospels, John's gospel most clearly emphasizes the divinity of Jesus. Having Jesus make these I am statements reinforces his divinity. John attaches these I am statements to our most basic needs and longings: bread, water, shelter, truth, light, life. "I am the gate for the sheep." In biblical times, shepherds would lie across the entrance of the sheepfold at night, protecting the sheep from bandits and wild animals, and also preventing the sheep from wandering out. From our gospel, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Also, in biblical times, several families might combine their flocks overnight in larger sheepfolds. In the morning, each shepherd would come, the gatekeeper would open the gate, and that shepherd would call his own sheep by name. His sheep recognized his voice and followed him. They would not respond to any other voice. In Western countries today, the shepherds follow the herd. In the Middle East, then and now, the shepherd goes ahead of the herd, leading them and calling out to them to keep them together. Does it seem hard to believe that the shepherd would know each of his sheep by name? Our family witnessed a similar situation about 40 years ago. One of Kurt's relatives from Northern Ireland had emigrated to California and started McClelland Dairy near Petaluma. When we visited him, Bob would stand there as the cows were coming in at the end of the day to be milked and greet them each by name, about 300 cows. How important are names to us? Dale Carnegie, author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, believed that a person's name is the sweetest, most important sound in any language, symbolizing identity, respect, and recognition. One of his tips was to learn people's names and use them. Think how you feel when you are receiving communion and Father Ricardo calls you by name. When our children went to St. Andrew's School many years ago, the headmaster, Father Snary, knew each child by name, all 450 of them, preschool through eighth grade. Every morning, he would be there as the children arrived, greeting each one by name. Rain or shine. If it was raining, he would wear his big black cape, which made him look kind of like Batman. That meant so much to the children. No matter how your morning had started, whether you had gotten out on the wrong side of the bed, or not had your favorite breakfast, or not finished your homework, someone was there as you arrived who greeted you by name with a big smile and was glad to see you. Remember the theme song from Cheers? You want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. It's important to feel that we belong in the sheepfold we have chosen. To use an example from a scripture reading we just heard a few weeks ago, what happened with Mary Magdalene in the garden on Easter morning? She went into the tomb. It was empty. She came out and saw a man she assumed to be the gardener. "Please, sir, tell me where they have taken my Lord," she sobbed. When did she realize it was Jesus? When he called her name, Mary. She knew instantly that this was her shepherd. As we prayed in our collect today, O God, whose Son, Jesus, is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. May the ears of our hearts always be open to hear the voice of our shepherd. Amen.
Amen.